Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad David Cottrell is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. David is president and CEO of Cornerstone Leadership Institute, which is internationally known leadership consultant, educator, and speaker. He's all three of those, at least. And he's also the author of Monday Morning Mentoring. And he and I have one thing, at least in common, maybe probably some more, but at least one thing. We both used to work for Xerox. David, welcome to the show.
There you go. Thank you very much, Jim. It's my pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. I was with Xerox from 76 to 82.
Well, we were there pretty much at the same time. I began at the end of 75 and left in 84. So we experienced a lot of the same
thing, and you probably left for the same reasons I did. and I learned a lot at Xerox. I still use some of the things I learned at Xerox today.
Oh, there's no question. At that time when we were there, their sales training and training in general was the best in the world, and I soaked it all up, and it helped me, you know, expand my career later on.
Absolutely. Now, in your new book, Monday Morning Mentoring, you have a hero in the book. His name's Jeff, isn't it?
Well, Jeff is the guy in the book that's struggling in his role as a leader. He's worked for a major company in the past, and he's always done well. But all of a sudden, things aren't going as well as they used to go. They're not as easy as they used to be, and he's pretty much at the end of his rope because it's affecting his personal life, it's affecting his professional life, and he really represents a lot of people that are in your audience today, as well as myself, and probably you too, Jim, you know, where we have been at that point before, and he needed some help.
Well, what is he doing today that's causing his world to be harder than it was before?
Well, he's probably not doing anything any differently. The situations have changed, though. His strategy as a leader was to become friends with all of his people and take them out for dinner and drinks and just become their buddy, which works okay when things are going well.
Right.
However, when things flip a little bit and you have to accept the role that you have of leader.
When somebody has to make the hard decisions.
Yeah, which includes hard decisions, and now you're dealing with your friends, it becomes a lot more difficult. So
he
was in a mess. And
he found a mentor, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He went to a gentleman named Tony who was a friend of his dad's originally, and he told Tony, he says, and Tony was a very successful business person, and he told Tony, he said that he, you know, needed some help. And Tony said, well, I'll tell you what, I will help you if you'll commit to a couple of things. One thing is you've got to commit to some time through this process. He says, I'm not interested in helping you solve a problem. I'm interested in helping you become a better person. And to do that, it's going to take us some time. So the commitment was for 10 weeks that they would meet. And that's what they did. And they met every Monday morning for 10 weeks and went through all the issues that were happening with Jeff. It was not easy for him to, you know, conform to some of the things that that Tony was telling him.
But give us an example. What did Tony tell him to do?
Well, the first thing that Tony said is that you've got to realize, hey, that no problem is unique to you. I know that you feel like you're in a ditch here, but people have been there before, and so it's up to you to work your way out of it by looking at how other people have done it. So
David, this is absolutely classic small business. We all believe that we're here in our caves. In our small businesses, we've been holed up in this cave now for 6 months or a year or two or 20 years or whatever, and we've decided that it's obvious that other people are doing well. I'm not doing so well, at least not inside my cave here. And it's obviously that I'm having a problem that's unique to me. Nobody else is having this problem. It's very much a classic story. Yes. For small business. And it's a lie we tell ourselves.
It is a lie that we tell ourselves because we don't know what to do about it. What Jeff did that was the turning point of his career is that he took action. He found someone who had been there before. He found someone who had the experience, who also had the time. Tony took the time for him, and just as importantly, had the desire to help him. And he reached out to him, and he says, look, you know, here are my issues. Help me through them. And they took each of the issues that were going on in Jeff's life at that time, one at a time, and worked their way through them. The reason that Tony said it would take 10 weeks on this mentoring program is he said within that 10-week period, most everything that will happen to you over a year will happen in a 10-week period.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be able to see things as they come up, and which is what happened in the book. But it all started with, in the title of the first chapter, is getting past splat, which is getting past that point that you just can't move beyond, and becoming the driver of your career and the driver of your organization, as opposed to just sitting back and letting things happen within your organization.
Runners and bikers call that the wall.
That's exactly
right.
If
you can get to the point where you can break through that wall, then that's when you find out what you're made of.
That's right. And we get in that wall, or we get in that situation, and the wall keeps getting closer and closer, and all of a sudden, we're running in the wall all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's when we need someone else to help us, you know, work our way around it, through it, over it, under it, blast it, somehow get past the wall. And most of the time, it takes someone else's perspective to help us to understand. Jim, one of the things that I think is an issue, not only in small business, but in large business as well, and I think it's one of the greatest challenges that we have as leaders is understanding what the truth is, because we have a perception of what the truth is.
Well, I think the key, David, as we go to a break here, is that we aren't always capable of determining the truth by ourselves.
That's right.
That's the key, folks, is you got to have help. Guys, as tough as you are, as strong as you are, as big and bad as you think you may be, you still need help getting to the truth. We're going to talk about this a little bit more right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. David Cottrell is our guest. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23. A little bit of Steely Dan for you there. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Glad you're staying with us. David Cottrell is our guest. He's the author of Monday Morning Mentoring, 10 Lessons to Guide You Up the Ladder. David, tell us where the book's available, please.
Well, the book is available at all bookstores, or should be at all bookstores. It's also available on the online retailers, as well as my website, if you want to go there, which is cornerstoneleadership.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And this is the sequel, kind of, to the original book, isn't it, to the 2002 book?
Yeah, the original book was Monday Morning Leadership. And I published it through my company, and we sold well over 300,000 copies of it. So it was an incredible success. HarperCollins picked it up. We made it a little bit larger, expanded the content in there to about 190 pages, and it's just been a wonderful godsend to me, I'll tell you
that. Yeah, well, and to a lot of other people, I'm sure. Let's talk about some of the other things that your hero in your book, Jeff, learned from Tony. What's another good example of some leadership lessons that he learned?
Well, one of the things that I tried to do in the book, Jim, was to create chapter titles and chapters that people could relate to, and also sort of have a hook so they could share those with other people within their organization in an easy way. One of the things, after he began to accept responsibility, one of the things that he found out is that there wasn't a whole lot of focus either on him or the people that worked for him. And so the name of the chapter there that goes into that is Keeping the Main Thing the Main Thing. You know,
tell us what
this stuff is going to happen, but you've got to know what the main thing is and keep the main thing the main thing.
That's another problem that small business owners have. We get so many things that are out there pulling at us that are, you know, we got all these different alligators, and the key to our success, I think, is to make sure we know which alligator to pay attention to.
Exactly. You know, they all look like they're sort of important at one time or another, but all of them are not really that important. You've got to figure out what are the important things. And one thing that Tony was mentoring Jeff about is that if you don't have a crystal clear vision of what you're trying to accomplish and what is important to getting yourself there, it's difficult for your people that work for you too, obviously. And he says that the enemy to keeping the main thing is confusion. You know, one day you tell me this, another day you tell me this, a third day you tell me this, your performance reviews tell me this, my raises are based on this. If there's confusion within your organization, you're going to have a hard time getting where you're trying to go. So
one of the cardinal sins of the marketplace is confusing your customers, and your employees are your first customers.
That's exactly right. And if your employees are confused, obviously it's going to roll down to your customers.
That's exactly right. All right, what else did Jeff learn?
Another issue that he had to attack, there are 10 issues that he attacked throughout the book, and all of them are the most common issues, at least in my opinion, that we all face. One of them was he had an integrity check along the way. And in this, he and Tony had been through a scenario of sort of going through their people, talking about superstars, middle stars, and falling stars, where your superstars are the ones that get everything done. The middle stars are your largest group, but they're the ones that are watching to see if they want to go up as a superstar or down as a falling star. And then the last group is the falling stars who are just doing enough to get by. They're still there, and they're just doing enough to get by.
I call those people the Deadwood.
Well, that's pretty much what they are.
And they need to be cut loose.
Yeah, one of the superstars, the integrity check came along when one of the superstars was caught not living up to the code of behavior that he had established within his group. And he saw that, but nobody else saw it. So the integrity check is, what does he do with it? He didn't want to do anything, because if he addressed it, then he's got another problem. He's got to hire somebody. Now he's got an open position, and, you know, this is painful. So what he wanted to do was to ignore it and to basically hope that it went away. And through their conversation and through the reality of the situation there, he realized that he had to address it, and he did. He let the superstar go. And then what he immediately found out is that even though the person he characterized as a superstar, all the rest of the team were covering for him.
And they knew it, and they weren't happy about it either, were they?
Oh, no. They would go to him. After he let him go, they went to Jeff, and they said, "We were wondering when you were going to do something about it."
Yeah, why were you taking so long?
Yeah, this has been going on for years.
Yeah.
So the lesson there is, you can't ignore issues. You know, the issues are not going to go away. They're going to get larger.
I actually know of cases like that where there's a bad apple that nobody wants to do anything about, and it basically demoralizes the entire team.
Yeah, the greatest detriment to your team and your organization's success is not the competitor. It is the internal forces that sometimes are negative.
You know what you know what Pogo said, don't you, David?
What did he say?
We have seen the enemy, and he is us.
That is exactly right.
And on that note, I'm going to have to wrap it up. The book is called Monday Morning Mentoring. The author is David Cottrell. And David, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. David Cottrell, ladies and gentlemen. Monday Morning Mentoring. on your bookstore, at your bookstores, wherever you are. Quick break. Right back with John Bertu. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.